Welcome to our first episode of Questionable,
where we tell you questionable stories.
You obviously don't know us. We are your hosts, Ella
and Emma.
We are first going to start with Emma's story about her teacher falling.
So I was in my French classroom. We all got into the classroom. No one likes the teacher, by the way, in case any of you were wondering. You probably weren't, but I'm here to tell you that. We got in there and everything, and we noticed that the TV isn't working. This lady has already broken the TV once before, so it wasn't really a big deal that it wasn't working again. But she called up another teacher to ask if we could use her classroom so she could teach us a slideshow that was on the computer. So we go to the other person's classroom, and side note, I TA for the other teacher, so I am familiar with her class. She teaches environmental science. You're probably thinking, what does that have to do with the story? Don't worry, it does. We walk in, and I notice a bucket of rocks, and whatever, no big deal. So we sit down and everything, and the teacher, because we haven't learned anything this year in French, so she's full on Googling French on the computer as she's trying to teach us because she doesn't know anything. But you know, you do you. It's fine. And at one point she had to get up and show us something on the board. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, she doesn't get up very often. She's like kind of big. Not that that matters or anything. But so she gets up and everything. And she walks by the bucket of rocks, and we're like, oh, okay, like, that's fun, whatever, you know, like, fun, festival, collective. And then this lady trips on the bucket, and she starts spinning around in circles.
Is it spinning on the floor?
No, she didn't actually fall, but she was still standing the whole time, but she was, like, trying to catch her fall the whole time, and just, like, going in circles and circles, and of course, I'm the only one in that class who starts bursting out laughing. And it was really bad. So since I was the only one laughing, my friend started to laugh too, so that made it better. And then I let out the biggest snort. Like, someone must have thought that there was a pig in this class. I sounded like an actual animal. So everyone was so confused by my snort, but I was like, you know what, whatever, I don't care. And then the teacher ended her lesson. I followed the day by laughing about that nonstop for hours and hours.
Has there been like a chance where like your school questioned her? Because like since she doesn't teach
or anything? Oh yeah, we've all been called up to the office at least once because she doesn't teach anything in our class. She eats burgers over students. I have a picture of that. So yeah, it's all fun stuff.
Moving on to the next story, we have Ella talking about the time she almost got kidnapped.
This story took place when I was a rising freshman. I took some geometry classes over summer because I wanted to get ahead in my math. And because it was like in the middle of the afternoon, I didn't really have a ride to places except this one day because my dad was off of work. So he dropped me off at my mom's place since my mom was supposed to be at work. And as I was walking to my building, there was a man in front of my building, but he was like dressed as a worker, so I just assumed it was a new worker. Since I knew all of the workers, because me and my mom had been living there for such a long time. And I walked past him and I smiled at him because I thought he was a worker. And like right when I walked past him, he started following me. And then I was like, oh, maybe he's going to like an apartment below me or whatever, because there was already a cleaning lady at the apartment below us, because our apartment is like, I don't know how to explain this, but like there's two on each floor, so it's like two on the top, two in the middle, and then two on the floor, and mine was on the second floor. So I was walking past the first floor near the stairs, and the lady came out of the room and was like, looked at him all like, what the fuck, who's this man? And then because of her facial expression, I was like, oh shit, who is this man? And so I walked upstairs and like I like snuck, like took a peek, and I saw him going upstairs too. So I was like, oh shit, he's following me. So then I was like, I can't go to the third floor, because if I go on the third floor, there's no way for me to like go back down. He'll like corner me. And I had a key, but I didn't want him to know I had a key. So I tried to call my mom to be like, mom, someone's following me, what do I do? But like, of course, she didn't answer. So I just, like, knocked on our neighbor's door because I didn't want him to know where I live. And so while I was knocking, he saw me, like, calling my mom, but I just pretended that she answered, and I was like, "Mom, let me in. I'm here." And, like, right when he heard me say, like, "Mom, I'm here," he, like, turned around and went back downstairs. And then I was just like, bro, he was following me. Because at first I thought I was just, like, being paranoid. And then my mom, I guess she heard me knocking and, like, my voice. So she came outside and she was like, what are you doing? Why are you knocking on the neighbor's door? And I was like, why didn't you answer my phone call? She was like, oh, sorry. And then so I told my mom. And then, like, I don't remember if it was the next day or, like, later we went to the office to report him. And, like, it turns out that he was a, like, a new employee, but they fired him, like, 2 weeks after that because there has been so many complaints about him being, like, really sketchy. And he, like, also, like, he was, like, spying on this one woman through her, like, window. And then,
what a cutie.
And because of that, my mom felt, like, really uncomfortable since he, like, knew the area we lived in, like, the building, and, like, it was, like, the top. And, like, since our neighbor, she, like, moved after the whole incident because she was already planning on moving. But, like, I don't know if he, like, knew where we actually lived or not. So my mom asked for us for to be, transferred. And so we got, like, a bigger apartment. So I guess you call it a blessing in disguise. I don't know. Yeah.
So while Ella was telling her story, it reminded me of a toxic friendship that I had. You're probably wondering the correlation between Ella's story of being kidnapped and this story, but don't worry, there is correlation with Mariah, someone you just don't want to be around, and it's not a good environment.
We also thought he was going to kidnap us.
Yeah, so it wasn't good. So there's three names that you need to know for this story. Hopefully you already know our names. I hope you can distinguish our voices. I'm Emma. That's Ella.
I have a high-pitched voice.
So the first name is Bagel, then John, and then Cheese.
Bagel's our friend. We're just protecting her identity.
And Cheese is best friends with Bagel. So John, that's the issue. And we'll get to who he is right now. So we came across John at near the end of our 8th grade year. And don't judge us, but we kind of play Minecraft. So yeah, you can play with us if you want to, but it's really exclusive. So we started playing with a group of people, and that's when we met him. We were playing Bed Wars together. And if you don't know what that is, it's like Capture the Flag with beds. And we were in a big group call, and he didn't talk. And
yeah, he didn't talk at all.
Ella was teamed with him, and she didn't know who her teammate was because he wasn't talking. She thought she got paired with someone else.
I thought I got paired with, like, some random person, and I had to leave, so I just, like, left because I thought, like, no, I wasn't paired with anyone in the group. And so I felt really bad when I, like, figured out that
it was John.
That was John. So I was like, oh, shoot. I was so rude, but.
So then me and Ella started to play with John, just the three of us. And we got really close and everything. And my dumbass.
He still didn't talk, though.
Yeah, he was still very quiet.
Yeah, the first time we played with him, he just kept laughing. And I was really confused because I thought maybe that, like, Emma was, like, saying some jokes and I just couldn't hear her. And I was just like, dang, this is weird. And, like, after, like, he, like, left, I was like, Emma, what jokes were you saying? And she was like, I wasn't saying anything. And I was like, why was he laughing?
And I'm like, I don't know. So that's when we began talking more with him, and eventually he started talking more. And then my dumbass self started to like him. Huge mistake. And he didn't want to date me because I lived too far away from him. It was only an hour drive. I feel like that's pretty close. And
so at first we thought it was like, oh, understandable. An hour is kind of long. But then we found out that, like, he actually, like, dated someone all the way in Virginia. So we're like,
And which, since you don't know where we live, that's all the way across country from us. So it was just very confusing. It's like, why don't you want me, but you want her? I forgot about my feelings towards him, and the three of us became best friends. That's when we invited Bagel to play with us, and we just all played Minecraft, and it was honestly so much fun. and it was a big whale of a time.
If you guys don't know, like, oh, well, you guys probably don't know, unless if you guys are my friends from school. But, like, Bagel, she used to go to my old school, so when I found out that she played Minecraft, too, I invited her to play with us, and then we all got really, like, close.
Yeah, it all just kicked off from there. And we had an ongoing joke with him, like, an inside joke with him, that we're like, oh, what are your parents' names? Because we didn't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. This was after, like, 3 months of talking to him or something.
Mm-hmm. And he knew all of our parents' names. Like, he would, like, if he heard my dad, he would be like, hey.
Yeah. And, like, call him out.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, what are your parents' names? He goes, John. So that was just an ongoing joke. Like, oh, how's John and John? And he's like, oh, yeah, they're good. Everything. But we never knew, we never knew anything about his parents. We just knew their occupation.
We knew their occupation?
Military.
Oh.
That's it. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was nighttime for you when you were getting delusional.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there is one time where, I was talking to, Bagel and Cheese. Well, I think Cheese left, but
it was me.
No, because I thought of it with Bagel okay. first, and then I told you with Bagel okay. there, and then, so, you know, like, if you're at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning, you, like, start thinking about your, like, life decisions, I guess, and so in my mind, I was like, we don't know anything about John. Is John John? And so, I was like, what if he's not John? What if he's, like, some old man? That's why he doesn't want to meet up with us, because, like, he's scared we're gonna be like, what the fuck, you're not John. So, because of that, we all were like, oh my god, that makes sense. So, we started, like, researching about him and stuff, and, like,
since he's a minor, if we search something up about him, we can't really find much.
Yeah.
And because we didn't know his parents' names,
mm-hmm.
you know, John,
we just,
that
like, knew
really
his,
helpful.
Like, his last, like, his supposed, like, first and last name. But, like,
because John isn't actually his name. We're protecting his identity.
Yeah.
So, my uncle, who is a police officer, he told my parents about this app where you can, like, search people up and it'll tell them if they're, like, if they've had any issues on their record or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since we didn't know where or really who he was, we found out where he lived, and we, like, put it into the app, and it said someone named John lives there.
Yeah, and so we're like, what? Whoa. And it said he was 71, so we're like, that's, like, a coincidence that he always jokes that his parents are named John.
And this person is named John, and he's 71. And
yeah.
John, he has, like, a deep voice, so
mm-hmm.
it was, like, when we were in calls, we would make the joke, like, you're like an old man or something.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell him that we did this or anything, but we would always say,
we would be like, we questioned him because, like, when we looked, it said, like, he lived on a farm. So we were like, okay, John, do you live on a farm? And he was like, I own one. And we're like, oh.
Yeah. And everything was just adding up. The floorboards. So then, Cheese, or no, Bagel invited her friend Cheese to, she just introduced him to John, and they became friends, and, you know, just out of nowhere.
Well, no, they were talking, and then Cheese, as a joke, she was just like, oh, I'll send you pics, and then he was going along with it.
While I still liked him, I know I said
yeah.
I forgot about it, but, like, you know, you still have that place in you.
Yeah, and then he actually sent, like, photos, so she was like,
And we're talking about, like, nudie patooties.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And
then she sent them to Bagel, and then Bagel sent them to me. And
then
I was like,
And then we were getting ready for homecoming, and they're like, Emma, we have something to tell you. And I was like, what? And they're like, we need to go upstairs. I was like, I don't want to see any of the videos. And they're like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. But even though, so after he sent pictures to Cheese and everything, and they were getting all close and everything, he was willing to meet up with Cheese, but he didn't want to meet up with us. We live the same distance away. Cheese lives near us. John lives an hour away. Like,
Cheese literally lives, like, 15 minutes away from us.
so it's not a big deal. And after that happened, that was, like, the last straw, because it was just so weird that we didn't know anything about him.
And we'd known him over for, like, 2 years, like, almost 2 years.
And we didn't, we knew he had a sister, we didn't know her name, we didn't know his parents' names. We only knew his cat's names, and that's not going to do any good for us, so what's the point of that? So it was just like, do we even want to be friends with you anymore? And it was just, it was weird.
Yeah, I still have it on Snapchat, though, but he unadded both Bagel and Emma.
Yeah.
I don't know if he unadded Cheese, but I think he just didn't unadd me because I don't talk to him, so I think he forgot that he has me on Snapchat.
He's probably still sending pictures to Cheese.
True.
Next, we have Ella's story about the time that her teacher was doing or saying some questionable things.
Because going back to, like, Emma's teacher falling, it just reminded me of last year I was in, like, my art class. And if you don't, like, even, again, you guys don't know, but I go to an all-girls school.
Unless you suddenly go to Ella's school. Cool.
Yeah. And then across the street is, the like, our brother's school. So we have, like, this year I have a class over there. And, like, some of my friends have classes, like, at the girls' school. And so, my art class, that was the first class that was blended with boys and girls. And so I became friends with, like, two of them in my class, like, two of the guys. And I remember we were doing this project where we had to paint something. I don't remember. But I remember, my guy friend at that table, he used all of the blue paint. And I was like, what the heck? Your painting's not even blue, so how is that possible? So I went up to my teacher's desk because she kept all the, like, the jugs of paint at her desk because she didn't want people to go all crazy with it. So I was like, Miss E, that's what I'm going to call her. I was like, Miss E, where's the blue paint so I can fill up my tray? And she was like, I don't know. I think one of these students took it again. And I was like, oh. And so I looked around and I saw this girl who had it. We're going to call her T. And I was like, oh, T has it. And then she was like, that bitch, she always takes things. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I looked around to see if anyone else heard her. And my friend heard her. And, like, he was just standing there. And he looked at me with his, like, mouth wide open. And then I was just like, oh. And so I looked at her, but I guess, like, she thought, like, I didn't hear her. So I was just like, oh. And then I just walked back to my desk. And then I'm like, how am I going to get this paint? So, like, I walked over to T, and she was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I, like, took it back to my teacher's desk, and she was like, thanks, I love my students. And I was like, bro, what? And, like, honestly, our class thought she was high, like, all the time. Because anytime we walked into, because, like, we have the back 40s, which is just the classrooms with, like, 40 through, 49.
Isn't that a restaurant, back 40?
I don't know. And so, but, like, back 40s, it's all, like, the Spanish classrooms and the art classrooms. And so, as I was walking, like, anytime, like, we would go in there, it would always smell like weed. And so we're like, who is stinking up this hallway? And our teacher had, like, this little cup thing. It looked like a horn, but she would, like, have tea leaves in it, but the tea leaves look like weed. So we're like, she's just, like, she's making weed tea. And so that's what we thought the whole time. And we always just make jokes about it. Like, my art group, we had a group chat called Master E for her, like, last name. And, like, we're still friends to this day. We don't really talk as much, but it's cool. It was a good class.
I figured out Back 40 is a restaurant.
Texas.
It's a barbecue.
Why is it called Back 40 Texas?
Because it's Texas barbecue.
Oh.
In case any of you guys are wondering, I know you're like, oh.
Not sponsored again.
Yeah.
But eat there.
Yeah. So, yeah, kind of fun.
It's 4.4 stars. It's a little pricey, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's $2 signs. Their food looks good. Oh, and actually, that doesn't look that good.
Is that cooked?
That reminds me. Oh, my gosh. So this year we got, like, all new cafeteria staff, and,
this is, like, a full-on animal.
Oh, my God. We got a whole new cafeteria staff, and one day we had burgers, right? I think my friend, We'll call her N. I don't think she would be mad if I say her name because it was, like, she didn't do anything. But she got a burger, and she bit into it, and so she spit it out, and I was like, what's wrong with it? And she was like, it's raw. And I'm like, what do you mean it's raw? But, like, my friend, she likes her, like, burgers well done. So I thought maybe, like, it was just, like, medium rare, and, like, she didn't like it. But she turned it around, and it was full-on raw. Like, the whole inside was raw. And I was like, what the fuck? And, like, all of my friends were like, what the heck? Like, I still have the pictures. Like, if you guys want to see it, like, tell me. I will DM it to you. But we were like, what the heck? Tell someone. And, like, we were all, like, saying, like, Nia, sue the school. Like, say you got sick and sue them.
If you want to see the pictures, DM us. Our Instagram and all of our social media is pod.questionable. Go follow.
And unless you want to follow us on Twitter, but...
You should.
We'll say our social medias during the end. But, so, yeah, and then we're like, go sue the school. But she, like, didn't want to. So she was like, I'll just tell them. So she told them, and she got a whole nother lunch. But she was like, I'm not getting the burger again before it's raw. And so, yeah, that happened. And then... We always, because of that, our, like, group has a joke saying, like, oh, don't get the burgers, it's gonna be raw again. But, yeah. And then, so, recently, what are those people called that, like, check the restaurants to see if it's good? Like,
health inspectors?
Yeah, the health inspectors came to our school. And last year, our food was, like, it was rated an A, so, like, everything was clean and stuff. But, like, this year it's a C now with our new staff. And, like, we looked on, I don't know where my friend went on. I think she went on the school website to, like, see, like, why we got marked down. And it was because, like, they didn't have hair, they don't wear hair nets or anything. And, like, they don't use gloves. And, like, I swear, that day I went to buy lunch, and this girl, she dropped pasta on, the table, like, the unclean table, and she just scooped it back on the plate and tried to serve it to this one girl. And this girl was like, bro, no. So I was like, that makes sense because, like, the food has gotten better. It's just, like, the way, like, they handle stuff and, like, cook it, it's, like, really weird. But, oh well.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Tune in next week to hear more stories.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok at pod.questionable.
And on Twitter at eQuestionable.
Bye!